crime-fighting unit is dissolved in Memphis. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The Scorpion unit has been permanently deactivated following a deadly traffic stop.
The victim, 29-year-old Tyree Nichols, allegedly died in the hands of Memphis police earlier this month. Body cam video of his beating triggered demonstrations Friday and Saturday. Most of those protests have been peaceful so far. Five officers now fired and facing second-degree murder charges.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez, state lawmakers representing the Memphis area have started planning police reform bills. Former President Trump has called the deadly beating vicious and something that never should have happened. He made campaign appearances yesterday in New Hampshire and South Carolina.
This campaign will be about the future. This campaign will be about issues. Joe Biden has put America on the fast track to ruin and destruction.
Several other Republicans are said to be considering White House runs in 2024, but no announcements have been made. A message of thanks from NFL player Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills safety, released a video on social media weeks after suffering cardiac arrest during a game.
To all the kids who sent me letters and heartwarming gifts, you mean the world to me. You made my day every day. You inspire me to keep dreaming big and to just continue to keep helping making this world a better place.
Hamlin also thanked his doctors and teammates. Israel is taking action following Friday's deadly shooting outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem. The home of the Palestinian attacker has been sealed and will be demolished. At the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic has just beaten Stefanos Tsitsipas in the men's final. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A school in Newport News, Virginia is scheduled to reopen tomorrow. Earlier this month, a teacher was shot and wounded at Richneck Elementary, allegedly by a six-year-old student who took his mother's gun to school. Last week, the school board voted to remove the district superintendent. The principal and assistant principal have also left the school. Teacher Abigail Zwerner, who's recovering from her injuries, is suing the district. A pair of inmates who escaped from a jail in Virginia made it to a neighboring state before getting recaptured.
51-year-old Johnny Brown and 31-year-old Albert Ricketson were arrested without incident Friday afternoon, found hiding in a barn in Rogersville, Tennessee, after escaping from the Southwest Virginia Regional Jail. Police getting a helping hand from a couple who spotted the duo on their home's Ring cam.
My girlfriend actually noticed that she had gotten the notifications. So she told me about them, so that somebody was sneaking around the house last night.
Cody Faber speaking with Fox affiliate WEMT. He looped in authorities in Hawkins County, Tennessee soon after.
I sent the pictures, the stills that I took from the Ring camera onto the detective at Hawkins County. And he was going to forward it on to the detectives that were working on the case.
Both Brown and Ricketson are being held without bond. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the coming weeks, your grocery bill could climb even higher. That is, if you shop online.
Some changes are coming next month for Amazon Fresh grocery orders. Starting on February 28th, Amazon Fresh orders under $150 will no longer qualify for free delivery. Instead, a charge of between $3.95 and $9.95 will be applied depending on the order size. Amazon Prime currently offers members free grocery deliveries on orders above $35, except for New York, where it's a $50 minimum.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.